This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. This promises to be a fun conversation. I'm looking forward to it.
It is definitely going to be fun.
So they're all about being long, lean, and fit. I match one of those.
Let's see which one.
No, it ain't lean and it ain't fit. That's for darn sure. This is going to be a fun conversation. Let's get to it. Say hello to Tara Joyner, owner and founder, and Maureen Chatelaine, the owner and master instructor of Pink Bar. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Tara, start us off. Tell us about how you guys actually met, how this whole thing started, and then give us the 10,000-foot view of Pink Bar, what it's all about, how you serve your market.
Sure. So Maureen and I met many years ago through our husbands and immediately connected over a love for fitness. Maureen had the honor of training me for the New York Marathon after I had my second child. And through that relationship, we knew that we wanted to start something, that we both had a passion for fitness, a passion for bringing women together. And there was this new workout, the bar workout, that Maureen had actually participated in prior to living in Atlanta out west. And we both recognized that the Atlanta market was underserved, we like to say underbarred, compared to the east and west coast of the country. And so it took many years and conversations, but finally decided that the timing was right, both from a real estate perspective and a fitness market perspective, to bring a new brand, a local brand, to Atlanta. And that's what we did a year ago. We launched Pink Bar at the Emery Point location and then subsequently opened the Buckhead and Sandy Springs.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about how Pink Bar is differentiated from the national brands and
Sure.
chains.
I mean, you know, there's many other national brands. The ones that are predominantly in the Atlanta area would probably be Pure Bar and Bar Method. And every bar brand has their own style and their own flavor. I think what really we've heard from consumers over the past year that differentiates Pink Bar is one, being locally owned and operated. Our passion for bar and fitness in the community is really relayed to our instructors. People feel like every class they get a 110% of our instructors' attention, time, and effort, and that we truly want to build a community within our local markets, because this is where we live. This is where I'm raising my children. Maureen, you know, has lived for many years. And so people really notice that local touch. And the other thing that definitely differentiates Pink Bar as well is just an attention to making bar accessible to everyone. You know, whether you're new to bar, which most of our clients are, or consider yourself an expert, we want women to feel comfortable, safe, because really, at the end of the day, we're making healthy choices and healthy impacts on their lives.
Maureen, for those listening, aka me, who doesn't know what the bar workout is, help us understand exactly what that is.
Okay, it's a toning and strengthening workout. It's a 55-minute class. And within the class, we have there are elements of yoga, ballet. And ballet is primarily because we use the ballet bar. Mm-hmm. You don't have to know how to dance. You just have to know how to hold on to the bar.
I can do that.
Okay. There are also elements of Pilates, body weight exercises. We do a lot of planks and push-ups. And if you were to watch a class, it looks deceptively simple and easy.
So does yoga.
Exactly. All exercise to me looks deceptively simple. I'm just going to tell you.
But it is quite challenging. We do offer modifications in every class.
I was going to ask that.
Yeah. So anybody can walk into any of our classes, no matter their level, whether they've never done it before or they've done 100 classes. And our instructors are trained to give modifications, either to take it down for newer clients or to make it more challenging for our clients who've been coming for a while.
Or some of those of us who are probably a little bit older than we even look, who have things that hurt.
I mean, sure.
So one of the things I love about yoga and my yoga instructor is when I first started back to yoga classes, I had a shoulder injury. So she would again have a neck injury from a car wreck and. So she would give me modifications because there's just, I can do it all because I'm flexible. But if I did do it all, then I would have a headache for 3 days.
Sure. Exactly. And luckily for us, our founder is a physical therapist.
Right. Oh, nice.
She brings a lot of that to the training, and our instructors are trained to offer modifications and to be aware of modifications to give for certain injuries.
Right.
All right. Tara and Maureen will be back after this quick break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Tara Joyner and Maureen Chatelaine with Pink Bar.
So Maureen, I understand that congratulations are in order. You recently celebrated your 1-year anniversary.
Oh,
we did. We are, our Buckhead and Sandy Springs location both opened on the same day last year, and we did celebrate our 1-year anniversary at those locations on the June 5th. And our Emery Point location was our first studio, and we celebrated that. That was our 1-year anniversary of the brand in March. And we do have a studio in Lake Lanier, historic downtown Gainesville. They will celebrate in September their 1-year anniversary.
That's very exciting. What were some of the activities that went on during this?
We had a DJ. We had some special prizes, raffle giveaways. It was just a fun time for our clients to come out. A lot of our clients have been with us from the beginning, and just to have a good time with each other, celebrate together, just visit with each other.
I know, Carol, it's a competitive space, this, you know, that industry. And so for them to have 4 1-year anniversaries-ish,
it's very impressive.
Pretty impressive.
Oh, absolutely.
So what are your proudest moments?
Yeah, I'd have to say one of our proudest moments was when we were nominated and won Best of Atlanta for the bar workout. And we were in great company. I mean, we were mentioned in with national brands, Bar 3, Pure Bar. And so that really just felt great after only being open for 6 months that enough clients' lives have been touched, as well as people who were in the industry recognizing that the quality of what we do was deserved recognition as Best of Atlanta. And I just think the little moments every day, like we said, one of the passions Maureen and I have, and Amy, our owner in Gainesville, is that so many women haven't experienced the bar workout. You know, they don't even know how to pronounce it. Is it bar,
Barre?
You know, everyone knows how to pronounce yoga, Pilates, running. And we want that for the bar workout. It is one of the most effective, safest ways to strengthen your body. As a physical therapist, I believe it has so much potential to prevent some of the common injuries that women and men experience. And it's a phenomenal foundation for cross training. And so the little moments every day when a client comes in and they're super nervous, and then a month later, they feel great in their body, their neck doesn't hurt anymore, their jeans fit better, and they just have met a great community of women. And those are the moments that really drive us every day in what we do.
That's very cool. I just need to get them to move north now.
We're working on it.
Or come on your lunch break. Yeah.
So any advice for women, and I guess men, looking to, you know, achieve their fitness goals?
Well, we like to suggest to our clients that they schedule their classes at the beginning of the week for the rest of the week, as if it's a business meeting or a doctor's appointment, something that you have to attend. You can't cancel at the last minute. And we also suggest to them to get a bar buddy, someone that they've met at the bar or a friend that they bring to the bar with them, who they schedule their class times with. So they hold each other accountable to come to class. And we also do a lot of contests in the studio. We challenges, and we've found that our clients really love a challenge. We're starting June 1st, our latest challenge. It's the Tuck to Summer, and it's a 35-day challenge. We challenge clients to take at least 20 classes in the 35 days, and the clients who do achieve that, we have a private party for those clients to celebrate.
Carol, would you be my bar buddy?
Are we talking Pink Bar, or are we talking beer?
Bar to bar, we do that too.
Bar to bar, I like that. Well, it's very clear that the Pink Bar shirt that you're wearing, currently wearing, would look great on me. But let me ask a very serious question. Is this something that men do?
Well,
and are they welcome in your studio?
Absolutely welcome. I do have one male client who comes to my studio. He's an annual member. He came to the class the first time with his wife to an event that we do every other month called Bows at the Bar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an opportunity for our clients to bring their significant other to a class with them. The significant other gets to come for free. We get to have a good time watching them take the class. And then we give them...
So you make fun of them, is what you're saying.
Oh, we laugh with them.
Yeah, right.
And then we give them adult beverages at the end to reward them. But yes, men are absolutely
carrot
welcome.
Carrot and stick does work for us.
They are welcome in the studio, absolutely. And, you know, they can benefit just as much as women can.
Because as I'm getting older, mobility is becoming more and more important to me.
It's great for flexibility.
Like,
And even those bows at the bars are phenomenal. You know, the bows come in and maybe they're at the CrossFit gym, or some are professional basketball coaches we've had, and they're in phenomenal shape. But bar is so different. It's really not, like Maureen said, about ballet. It's about muscle fatigue. We work one specific muscle group to fatigue at a time. So you don't use momentum. You don't use your joints, your ligaments. You're specifically focusing on that muscle. And that's a lot harder to do than, you know, a lot of the workouts where you're taking 15, 20 pounds, and I don't like the word, but flinging it over your head, using your spine, your joints, your ligaments, and momentum. And the guys, I mean, they're 5 minutes in the class and that's just the look of panic. You know, what do you want me to do? So they really do embrace the workout, and they look at their mate with a lot of respect afterwards for the strength that they show in class.
Are different classes at different levels? So if you were coming in as a beginner, you could take a beginner class versus the very intense advanced class?
So that's a great question. We don't do different levels. And that's because bar is unique in that, we mentioned this before, most of the work you're doing is using your own body weight as the resistance. So what we are charged with doing in the first several classes is teaching you how to go to your point of control in that workout. So it's similar to yoga in that sense, right? You need to listen to your body. Don't compare yourself to your neighbor. And then through our cues, it's a very intensely cued class, we teach you from the feet to the head what position and how to move your body. And so there's a lot of alignment that happens and a lot of corrections on common muscle imbalances that we all have from either posture or different workouts we've done.
Very cool.
Fascinating. We should go take a class.
I think we should. Well, you're my bar buddy.
Okay, let's go. Those at the bar.
Right. Well, guys, I hate to say it, but we're about out of time. So what's a laundry list of some things here? How can people contact you should they have questions? Where can they learn about the different locations? Where can they find you on the social web? Walk us through all that, please.
Okay. Well, our website is www.pink-bar.com, and bar is spelled B-A-R-R-E. We are on Instagram and Twitter. And by the way, they can find out all the studio and each studio.
On that website.
On that website. That's our home site. And then they can go to the individual studios that they happen to be interested in. Instagram and Twitter, Pink Bar Studios. That's our handle on that social media. What else do we have? Is that it?
Yeah, you can predominantly get a feel for the studio through the Facebook and Instagram. Each studio has its own community of members. So Sandy Springs, Emery Point, Buckhead are combined, and then Lake Lanier, they all have their own landing pages where we celebrate client achievements, give relevant information on events. And so like Maureen said, go to the main website and then you can launch from there.
As well as pictures of men struggling.
Yeah,
we do have that as well.
Got it. All right. Tara Joyner, owner and founder, and Maureen Chatelain, owner and master instructor of Pink Bar. Ladies, thanks for coming by and joining
us. Thank you very much.
All right, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guests, Tara Joyner and Maureen Chatelain, my co-host Carol Morgan, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.